When Leni Riefenstahl shot Triumph of the Will at a Nazi Party victory rally in 1934, Nazis were routinely ridiculed as brutal clowns and Adolf Hitler as some kind of twitching Dummkopf. Germans were among the most cultivated people on Earth. Leni Riefenstahl embodied that. She was a striking and accomplished artist. Her gliding camera, rhythmic cutting, and long, slow shots of shining spotlights framing a cathedral of lights gave Der Führer and his faithful a look of sophistication. Leni Riefenstahl was not responsible for his poisonous philosophy, even less so for his crimes. But at a moment when Germans and the world needed a clear look at a tyrant, Leni Riefenstahl was dewy-eyed. In occasional interviews over the years, she would insist that Hitler's henchmen had sought her out. Yet a 1994 German biography unearthed a letter Leni Riefenstahl had sent Hitler after hearing him address a rally in Munich in 1932. "I must confess that I was so impressed by you," she wrote, "and by the enthusiasm of the spectators, that I would like to meet you personally." Other times she would remind people that it was difficult for women to make films in the mid-1930s. She suggested that the Nazis at least gave her opportunities, such as making the film Olympia about the 1936 Berlin Olympics. No film has more eloquently depicted the artistry of athletics. You almost cannot watch a slow-motion sports replay without thinking of techniques that Leni Riefenstahl developed. But I've been puzzled over the years to see women's groups give Leni Riefenstahl some kind of citation or award for advancing women in cinema. Seemed to me a bit like giving the architect of Auschwitz a citation for innovative use of industrial space. Leni Riefenstahl's death this week at the age of 101 renewed an old debate about genius. How can brilliant people sometimes lend their talents to beasts? "Where is my guilt?" Leni Riefenstahl asked an interviewer. "I was never anti-Semitic. I did not join the party. So where is my guilt? I have thrown no atomic bombs. What am I guilty of?" But as German actor and filmmaker Maximilian Schell pointed out, no German could not know by 1934 of Hitler's hates and ambition to exterminate his enemies, and no one in the germ film industry, which then rivaled Hollywood, could not have noticed that Jews and gays with whom they worked were being taken away. Leni Riefenstahl used to say that she just never believed that art should be cloyed by politics, but geniuses, no less than ordinary men and women, should be able to see that art and politics shouldn't misuse their appealing powers to render people morally blind.